What about your stance on abortion laws that have been passed in the General Assembly this year and previous years that sort of restrict access? Would you keep fighting for these laws in court?
Well, what I would say, I represent a very conservative district, and you know, you express the views of your constituents on your votes. But my stance is that I am pro-life, but the definition of that goes much further with me. The definition of that with pro-life with me is that we take care of these babies after they're born. We make sure they got a warm meal on the table. We make sure that they've got quality public education. We make sure they got quality health care. We would make sure that they would be raised in a good family, whether it be foster care or whatever it may be, and that a quality job would be there for them in the future. So that's my stance on that issue when it comes to basically pro-life stance. We got to take care of families. We got to take care of these babies after they're born.
And how would you do that?
Well, I think you do that through providing a healthy economy that you hopefully could build up through having the vision of providing the quality of jobs and making sure we invest in public education, make sure that we have this quality health care that you and I have talked about, of how we expand Medicaid and how we keep it in place for families across Kentucky, how we invest in infrastructure to build a modern infrastructure to be able to compete in this 21st century economy, how we would implement a world-class broadband system across Kentucky so people can communicate in this global economy. So if a child lives in the head of a holler or they live in an inner city, when they lift that laptop, that they have the ability to do their homework instead of having to go to a parking lot of a public library. Those are the kind of investments I think that we have to build healthy, to build strong communities all across Kentucky. I think that's how we lift up all parts of Kentucky, all regions of Kentucky, and it's how we really attack this opioid crisis that we have across Kentucky, regions of Kentucky as well.
Gotcha. So it sounds like your approach would be more systematic versus when you first said that, I was thinking like there would be like financial assistance for people who decided not to have an abortion that they could somehow.
I think we got to have all the services available. There's no question. I was a big supporter of the foster care bill that was passed in a very bipartisan way, David Mead's bill, to help foster parents to be able to get through the process quicker of adopting children. That has been something that has thrown up a roadblock a lot of times for a lot of people who would want to do adoption and folks who would want to be involved in that. And we hope we've streamlined that with this piece of legislation, session before last and this session as well, is how that system can happen quicker after tough background checks and all of that, home visits, that we could have babies who need to be adopted into families that would help them to be healthy and live a good, prosperous life, hopefully here in Kentucky.
So it sounds like you would keep fighting for the laws in court as Governor Bevin is.
Well, my issue is not there. That's not where I'm at. What I would do as governor is I would uphold the law of the land. I think when you
But those laws are being challenged in court.
Well, that's right. And when laws are being, that is the job, as far as I'm concerned, of the Attorney General. To fight those. As governor, I think each piece of legislation that comes through the door, regardless of what the issue is, whether it's this issue or another one, you put your hand on a Bible and you basically take an oath that you'll uphold the Constitution and the law of the land. And that's what I would do as governor.
So it would be up to the Attorney General who is in office to make that decision.
I think that's their job. But again, to answer your question and not evade it, I think you look at each law that comes through the door. And if you believe the general counsels that you have around you give the advice of that law is unconstitutional or it's constitutional or whatever, then I think what I would be doing as governor after I take that oath of office, whatever the Supreme Court ruling has been, that I would be that person that would uphold the law of the land. And basically at governor, I think that would be my responsibility.
So the law of land right now is that Roe v. Wade stands, right? So it sounds like that is the law, so you wouldn't go against that?
Well, I think that would be irresponsible for me to do that as governor. I think as governor, when you do take an oath and you put your hand on the Bible and you take an oath of office, there's no question that the oath that you take is that you will uphold the law of the land on any issue that it comes through, whether it be at the state level or at the federal level.